Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Tommy Lasorda said, "The prize goes to the guy who wants it more than the other guy." Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. In the studio today is a guest who wants it more than the other guy. Today's Playmaker created a company that is a private jet on wheels. With us today is a CEO who has developed travel to major cities in Texas with first-class amenities and the ability to arrive 5 minutes before departure. This great Playmaker is Alex Danza. Alex is founder and CEO of Von Lane. Now, Von Lane is a first-of-its-kind luxury motor coach service founded to eliminate the hassles and lost productivity associated with short-haul commercial flights or self-driving. Von Lane provides direct, scheduled transport between major cities in Texas. Now, prior to forming Von Lane, founder and CEO Alex Danza was president of Savoia, a provider of global chauffeured ground transportation services. While at Savoia, Alex developed the company into one of the most successful companies in the $3 billion chauffeured ground transportation industry. With less than two dozen seats, Von Lane coaches are custom designed for comfort, convenience, and uninterrupted work time. Amenities range from attendant service and noise-canceling headphones to Wi-Fi, satellite television, and onboard conference room. Well, Alex, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, when you were president of Savoia, what was the spark that inspired you to create Von Lane?
Sure. So at Savoia, our main clientele were folks traveling on private jets. We built the company around white glove service for those individuals who could fly on the company's private plane. We had about 550 corporate flight departments who used us whenever the executives were traveling on both ends of the trip. So very high-end white glove service. Companies like Nike, McKesson. One day, one of those companies said, "You know, you do such a great job with the executives. Can you help us to move the whole office, all the employees? CEO wants to take everyone to the ball game down the street at the stadium. Can you get some motor coaches to do that?" We said, "Sure, we're going to help you out. You're in need. We're going to make this happen for you." And what we did was went to their local market and put all the motor coach operators through a vetting process to figure out who had the insurance, followed the DOT regulations, the nicest vehicles, etc. That project kind of started us down a path to doing large group movements of business travelers. And along the way, what we realized was the motor coach industry in the United States was another underserved, overlooked industry, mom-and-pop dominated, not well-capitalized, very little technology, not a lot of management expertise. So it had a lot of problems. We came along with this level of oversight over the industry and really raised the level of service, but it was hard. It was tough. It was tough to find good vendors that we could use for these motor coach movements. That got me thinking there was an opportunity there, looking for these overlooked, kind of dirty, historically poorly served industries to try and elevate the level of service through great technology, great service, great processes. And along the way, realized there was nobody doing anything different in the motor coach industry. Every vehicle was the same. 45 feet, 56 seats, cloth seats, no legroom, no elbow room, no amenities.
A typical Greyhound Trailways type bus.
Very much. That was the industry. And started doing some research and realized, hey, I can do whatever I want on the inside of these vehicles. You have entertainers, NASCAR drivers who will put $1.5 million into one of these vehicles.
It's a house on wheels.
They'll make it their home. They'll make it their home. You know, if they're going to a NASCAR race, they will live aboard this beautifully well-appointed vehicle for the week of the race. Why can't we do that with a seated version for business travelers? And that's where the idea came for Von Lane. Why don't we do something special with these vehicles and give business travelers an alternative to the normal motor coach? And the idea was originally to focus on charter services, which means a company would come to us and buy out the whole vehicle to go wherever they wanted to go, like the example, take the team to the ball game. Quickly started thinking through and kind of that thought process, well, people in Texas really move quite often between Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio, etc. And their only alternative is, for the most part, Southwest Airlines, or get in your car and drive yourself. And at the time, I had more and more friends who were business travelers telling me, I just drive myself now. It's just too much of a hassle to go to the airport. Things have changed at the airport now, as we all know. It's a different experience than it was prior to 9/11. And people were saying, well, I would just drive myself, but I'm exhausted. It's a tough drive. I-35, especially between Dallas and Austin, it can be exhausting. And you certainly don't want to do a day trip. So Von Lane came about saying, well, I can do this that's different with these motor coaches. Texas travelers really had a need for an alternative to flying or driving themselves. We put those two together and said, let's give them a high-end luxury experience that moves them between these Texas cities.
Now, you're a graduate of UT.
I am.
Was Texas the natural state to do this in?
Texas is a great state to do this in. One, you know, our economy has stayed consistent. We have a lot of business travelers that are moving into the state from the Northeast, so many of them are used to riding a motor coach to work.
Well, you were mentioning to me up in the Northeast.
Yeah.
People use buses all the time.
They do. I grew up in the Northeast. So I grew up in New Jersey, in central New Jersey, right by Princeton University, and most of my parents' friends worked in Manhattan, and every day they got on a motor coach that they rode into the city every day, and they loved it.
This is their lifestyle.
It was their lifestyle. They were used to it. They enjoyed it. They read a book. They got some work done. Certainly not as luxurious as Von Lane, but they rode a bus. People in Texas, not so much.
This is a car-driving state, or it has been up to this point.
It is. So, yes, I went to UT. I realized that Dallas-Austin, specifically that route, was a very tough route for people to drive. I've driven it myself for years, going to football games on the weekends, going to see friends. Flying has become more and more expensive. The days of the $59 one-way fare are really gone, unless you're going to plan about 4 to 6 weeks in advance. A typical business fare on the airline now with less than 2 weeks' notice can be anywhere from $180 to $220 one way. So that's become quite expensive. So our model worked out to give people an alternative at a really fair rate. It beats the you're going to expense it, your miles. We even beat the mileage expense. And we're almost always going to beat the airfare if you're buying with less than 2 weeks' notice.
Well, let's talk about that. You're talking about the time it took to schedule a flight and cost. How quickly could I book a trip on one of your coaches and get on without having to do it in advance?
Well, ease of use is one of the things our customers love the most, and that's one of the feedback that's the feedback we get most from customers. It's easy and stress-free. So if you're booking, you can book day of. Now, a day like yesterday, it was sold out for a few weeks ahead of time. So you definitely need to.
The majority of the year is probably easy to book a day ahead of time.
The majority, yes, that's correct. I mean, outside of the holidays, you can book a day ahead of time. Thursdays, Fridays, Sundays are our busiest days. You need to book 3 or 4 days in advance.
But compared to the airlines, that's nothing.
Yes, that's right. The thing that customers really love the most is you don't need to arrive an hour early or 2 hours early. You know, if you look at the airline website, they will recommend 2 to 2.5 hours before your flight to be at the airport. You can't find a seat anymore at the gates. They're crowded. If you're a business traveler specifically, you can't really get any work done while you're waiting for that aircraft to leave. Our customers love, they drive up, they park 5 minutes ahead of time, they board the coach, and we depart. And the laptop is open the entire time. We had a customer tell us, I achieved zero inbox for the first time in years. So it's that 3 hours to 3.5 hours of uninterrupted time out of the office where you can really focus on what you're working on.
I want to talk about that experience, but before we do that, Von Lane, where did that come from?
That's a made-up name, obviously. The vehicles originally that we were first going to start with were going to be made in Germany by Daimler. So von is from in German. The von word also in German, if you were to be von Klein, makes you an aristocrat. So it's kind of a higher-end naming convention. And then the lane and the road. So it was von is from in German and lane, so from the lane.
So it makes sense once you know it. But let's talk about the experience. You mentioned they can get there 5 minutes before. They have their laptop open. Okay, I'm entering the bus because this is radio. We need to to explain this to people. Yeah. What do I see when I get on?
Sure. So we board 15 minutes before departure, right in the front drive of our one of our hotel partners where you would board at. Your motor coach operator will be there to accept your bag,
let's
your
talk
luggage.
Let's talk about Dallas first. Where are the locations in Dallas as you're going to Houston or Austin?
Sure. In Dallas, we leave from the Doubletree Hotel at Love Field. Great property, centrally located right on Mockingbird Lane, steps away from the entrance to Love Field. So very centrally located, newly renovated property, beautiful lobby. There's a bar inside. There's a restaurant attached to it. Great stuff. Our customers love that they can go in there if they do arrive early and just relax. We will take you to the Hyatt Regency in Austin, right on Barton Springs Road, right next to Town Lake. Another great property. And in Houston, it's the Hyatt Regency Houston, right in downtown Houston.
Let's go back to the bus. I'm entering. Tell me what I see when I get in, where I sit down.
Sure. So your attendant will greet you. A lot of people don't realize every Von Lane trip has an attendant aboard. He or she is tasked with making you comfortable. They will check your ID at boarding. So we do ask for date of birth when you book a trip for security purposes. We'll check your ID, and they'll show you to your seat. Once we are ready for departure, they will play a safety video. So much like flying, safety is one of our core values. So we're going to encourage you to wear your seatbelt. We're going to show you where the exits are, the emergency exits, things like that. And we'll also talk to you a little bit about the amenities. So that video will go over things like the Wi-Fi and the Wi-Fi password and meal service and all the complimentary snacks and benefits that you have. You'll walk to your seat. In your seat, you'll have a cold bottle of water waiting for you and a menu. So every passenger gets a menu that shows all the various amenities that we have available to you.
Let's talk about some of those.
Anything from you look down and you have an important meeting and your shoes don't look good, we've got the shoe shine kit for you. Lint roller for your suit. Noise canceling headsets if you want to put that on and just kind of zone out and relax. Eye mask if you'd like to sleep. Pillow, neck pillow, blanket. You name it, we've really tried to think of it. Highlighters if you need to work. We have a lot of attorneys who travel with us. They will come aboard, and I watch them when I'm traveling. They'll have a box that they can bring, because we have plenty of room, so they'll bring a box of documents, and I see them just highlighting different documents the whole trip and just have a great, productive trip.
You mentioned something else before we started the show. You also have, what was it, iPads? You have something for them to use to watch shows.
Sure. So we do have the DirecTV satellite television that's on for customers to use, but we also have Amazon Kindles that are aboard that people can check out to borrow, and those are preloaded with, say, a couple of different seasons of a popular television show or a few different popular movies. So if you don't have your own entertainment and you don't want to work and just want to relax, borrow an Amazon Kindle, plug in one of our great noise-canceling headsets to it, and you're watching a great movie or a great television show.
Well, looking at your website, the website is Von, V-O-N-L-A-N-E, vonlane.com. You also have 110-volt electrical outlets. You can just plug something in. You don't have to worry about another attachment.
Right. I mean, these seats are amazing. The recline is tremendous. There's a leg rest you can put up if you want to sleep.
These are nicer than airplane first-class seats. Is that correct? In many cases.
They are. They're certainly wider, and they certainly have much more recline. And a domestic first class does not have a leg rest like we do to put your feet up. And every seat does have its two own personal electrical outlets, either USB or 110. They're extremely comfortable, lots of personal space.
So there's plenty to do while you're on there, including sleep, watch TV, watch something, get work done, be on the telephone. You said you have your own Wi-Fi, so you can get anything done on the computer.
We do.
So you have everything for them. You also have something called Von Lane Rewards. What are those?
We do. So it's a frequent rider program. So you accumulate miles. Miles turn into credit that you can apply to towards your travel. So most of our repeat customers are racking up those miles and using those to decrease their fare in the future.
We were discussing that one of the biggest problems you have, if not the biggest, is just getting people to know there is something called Von Lane.
It is. Get the word out is a huge initiative for us, because once we get somebody aboard, they immediately see that this is different. This is better. This is something I want to continue to do.
And they keep coming back.
And they keep coming back. They really get hooked on it, especially folks that travel once, twice, or more a month. If they're doing that, they're going to Austin, they're going to Houston, they're going to San Antonio in the future for us. If they're going to one of those cities quite often, they realize this is much more relaxing. I can get a lot more done. We don't nickel and dime them. So,
One fee. And let's talk about that fee. What does it run one way
sure.
to one of those cities?
So it can run anywhere from – so Austin, Houston, for example, is $79 right now one way. Dallas, Austin this month is $89 one way. In peak times, that could get up to $99 one way. Dallas, Houston, similar, $99, $89.
Let's go back to something you mentioned to me before we started. So we're looking at less than $200 round trip.
Yes.
Assuming city to city. But if you have work to do, and these are executives, their time is worth a lot more than that, and whatever they get done in those 3.5 to 7 hours, whatever it takes, it actually pays for itself to be on Von Lane.
If you're someone who bills your time, a consultant, an attorney, etc., this is a great deal. You're not falling behind, and you're doing meaningful work for your clients while you're traveling that is billable. So we get a lot of attorneys aboard specifically who love our service. So it works out very nicely for business travelers. But I don't want to just focus on business travelers. We have a number of leisure travelers. We probably have 40% of our travelers are leisure travelers who, again, are just really tired of driving themselves or flying and see this as a great alternative. One of the biggest surprises for us was the elderly. We have a number of folks in their 80s, in their 90s, who travel with us because they physically can't do the airport thing
anymore. And you're going to take care of them from the moment they get on the bus till they get off.
We fuss over them. The attendant comes around every 15 minutes with this amazing basket of snacks. She's bringing around a meal on certain trips, great sandwiches, wraps, salads, and it's all inclusive, all complimentary. There's great coffee. We have great juices aboard from a local organic juice maker called Buddha Juice. We have Izzy soda, we have oatmeal in the morning, breakfast muffins in the morning, fruit. So the amenities are just endless, and people really value that. We don't nickel and dime for that.
Let me ask you, you mentioned the amenities, you mentioned the seat, but when you look at the bus, your bus looks different when you walk on.
So a typical 45-foot motor coach, you mentioned Greyhound earlier, would have 56 seats in it. And we use the same size vehicle, but we buy the vehicle empty. It's a shell. And we customize the interior with just 22 seats. So you imagine you go from 45 down to 22. A lot more personal space, a lot more legroom. We can put a galley aboard. So all of our coaches have a kitchen or a galley with large refrigeration, cabinetry, so we can store all these great amenities for our passengers.
No middle seats.
No middle seats, and a wonderful real restroom. So not just what you might see when you were growing up and you took the charter bus up to Colorado for the mission trip or the church group trip. This is a very different restroom.
And you need to check out the website, which is vonlane.com, to take a look at the videos on that website to see that, especially the restroom. I mean, that's a restroom that you would love to have in your home. And the configuration with two seats on one side, one seat on the other. How does someone make a reservation?
They can call us. They can book at vonlane.com. They can chat with us over our website. So the number of ways. They can even just shoot us an email, and we can book them via email. So
something else you have in the back of the bus, too, in most of your buses. Talk about the conference center.
So we have a conference room aboard a number of our vehicles. All of our vehicles have a conference area. A few of them have a separate conference room. So we do have two different footprints of a seating configuration. The conference room is very popular. It's six seats. You can close the door for privacy. So, again, corporate travelers like that. They can go into the conference room. They can reserve seats back there. They can work together and collaborate in privacy, have a conference call. We've had people practice a presentation back there. They can plug a laptop into the television screens that are back there. and project their presentation up onto the wall and practice together. So that's a great feature for the business traveler. And then in our other coaches, we have a separate conference area where there's four seats around a conference table that, again, people love to get together and just kind of collaborate there.
Well, this is an office on wheels, but even better than that, on your website, one of your clients gave you the tagline, private jet on wheels. So my experience is, it's an experience different than anything I've experienced before.
Yeah. Our company's purpose is to provide an exceptional travel experience. And we do that from the very beginning of the booking process all the way through to when you leave the coach, your attendant is at the front with a mint or a piece of chocolate to say goodbye and thank you for your trip. The entire trip is meant to be exceptional, like you're flying on a private jet.
Where do you go
within
Texas?
So right now we serve Dallas, Houston, and Austin. So we connect those three cities. We are opening San Antonio in March, and we will offer a route from San Antonio to Houston. So again, another great 200 to 250 mile route in Texas between two major cities that has a number of travelers going back and forth that right now are really, their only option is the airline or to drive themselves.
One additional thing, we were talking before the show started, is that there are no extra stops. These are expresses. It goes from point A to point B with no stops in between. Is that correct?
That's correct, and that's something we're very passionate about and will not change. You know, this is a nonstop direct service. So,
along with that, you mentioned also that your attendant in the bus is working for the passengers and also for the driver. What's that attendant doing to help the driver make sure that he or she can get to the right destination as quick as possible?
So a common question we get from customers, from new customers, is, well, what about traffic? Well, our answer is we have an attendant aboard who, between serving passengers, is monitoring traffic proactively. We have a team of individuals in our office who are also doing the same. Between the attendant and our traffic team in the office, we're constantly aware of what's coming up ahead of a motor coach and discussing it with the attendant and coming up with the best detour to go around that traffic. The attendant will then walk up to the driver and let him know, hey, there's an accident in Waco. We're going to take the loop around Waco and loop off of 35 and go right around that accident. And we'll do that. And the passengers are amazed. We have passengers who will tell us, I have never seen that detour. I've been driving I-35 for 30 years. I'm amazed that you did that. That was great. I'm going to tell my friends and family about that for when they do have to drive themselves. They know about that detour.
They're getting something extra.
I have a friend who was driving his family to Austin, and he saw a Von Lane coach leaving Dallas, and he knew that there was a lot of traffic getting out of town, as we all know, those of us who live in Dallas. And he said, you know what? I'm just going to follow Alex's vehicle. And he followed us, and he said we saved him, you know, a good hour of traffic by doing what, you know, doing what our coach did.
As in racing, they were drafting behind your vehicle.
Yes,
to save a lot of time. Times of departures. How many do you have, and about how much time is in between each one?
Sure. So normal business day, we have four departures to each city from the other. So, for example, from Dallas to Austin today, you could leave at 6 a.m., you could leave at 10 a.m., you could leave at 2 p.m., or you could leave at 6 p.m. So, and then the same thing coming back from Austin to Dallas. So it's great for a day trip. We have a number of travelers who save on the hotel expense. They'll leave at 6 a.m. They arrive into Austin about 9:15. They can work all day, take a 6 p.m. back. If they get a little ahead of the day, they'll take the 2 o'clock back.
You mentioned something at the top of the show, and I want to talk about it here. You do something different, too, and that's charter over and above your scheduled times for departure.
Sure.
Who are you looking for, and who do you do the charters with?
Sure. Right away, as soon as we launched, we started getting calls about charter. And these were from companies that said, we want the whole vehicle. And we want you to pick us up at our office and take us to this retreat, this other meeting we have to go to, et cetera. Our first charter was actually Studio Movie Grill. So they called and said, we are opening a new theater in Houston, and we want some folks from our Dallas corporate office to be there. Can you take us down? We'll be there for the opening and then take us back late at night so we don't have to spend the night. Worked out great. So most of our charter customers are corporate travelers. So it's businesses going to different corporate events, retreats, meetings. We do have leisure travelers who charter as well, especially for sporting events. So we have a number of, this past year, for example, a number of high school parents would get together, charter the vehicle, and go to the playoff game in Waco or Austin or Houston or wherever it was for the high school football
playoffs.
The only
other option would be in their cars or using a school bus.
Exactly.
Which doesn't have a lot of comfort in it
exactly.
for that long a drive.
Exactly. And then we have a number of charters to college football games, A&M, Oklahoma, Austin for UT games. That's in addition to the normal extra service that we put in during football season. So during football season, we add routes on Saturdays to College Station for Aggie games. We add routes to Norman for OU games. Folks love that because, once again, I avoid the hotel stay. In College Station, for example, it's difficult to find a hotel, and a hotel usually has a two-night minimum with zero cancellation once you book.
It's all about time and money, and at the very least, I don't have to pack a bag.
Right, right. And you can leave a bag on the coach while you're at the game if you do want to bring some things. So for those two destinations specifically, Norman and College Station, no matter what time that game starts, we have a departure after the game to bring you back home so you avoid that hotel stay. And you can have a good time and not have to worry about driving.
Again, time and money. Alex, tell everybody one more time where they can find out how to book or get any information about Von Lane.
VonLane.com, VonLane.com is the best source for information about us.
Well, Alex, this has been a terrific show. We just spoke with Alex Danza. Alex is founder and CEO of Von Lane. Thank you, Alex, for being a playmaker. You are definitely a playmaker making something happen. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
It's been great having you. Thank you also for listening to us. And join us again for our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back later with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.